A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 31st, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the United Nations International Day of Victims of Enforced Disappearances.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
And of course, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com or www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
There are people who have suffered, there are people who are still suffering, and let's commemorate these things are still happening.
Though we are bitter here and there, but this is a form of therapy. As we speak to others, as we can see that still happening to others, and try to help our brethren, then we have hope for the future.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the International Day of Victims of Enforced Disappearances.
Zimbabweans marked the United Nations International Day of Victims of Enforced Disappearances, which is marked on 30 August every year. A prayer meeting was held at the Anglican Cathedral Church in Harare, where survivors of abductions and enforced disappearances recounted the horrors they were subjected to.
In a message on the day, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon denounced what he called, quote, the alarming number of acts that are tantamount to forced disappearances. The UN chief said that in the past year alone, the UN's two groups of experts that address enforced disappearances received 246 requests by family members across the world to take urgent action.
What do you want us to discuss on Studio 7 pertaining to this issue? If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Honguka hamadzadiwa nasi tida kuti tinge tichitarisa nezve vanhu vanopambwa munyika dzakasiyana siyana. Zimbabwe yabatana nedzimwe nyika kucherechedza zuva ranhasi rinova iro zuva rinocherechedzwa vanhu vanenge vachipambwa ivava pasi pemubatanidzwa wenyika dzepasi rose weUnited Nations. Nhasi vanhu vanga vari kuAnglican Cathedral muHarare, vanhu vaya vakambopambwa vachitaura zvakaitika muupenyu hwavo. Munyori mukuru weUnited Nations vaBan Ki-moon vari kushora zvikuru vanhu vanoita basa rekupamba vanhu. Chris.
Yebo, Blessing. Lingalitshona njani balaleli, esixoxa ngakho ke lamhlanje ludaba lokunyamalala kwabantu okuthiwa khona ngesilungu i-enforced disappearance. Khona kulilanga lokunanza lokhu ke lamhlanje elafakwa ke i-United Nations ethi yona kulabantu abangafika bona 246 abangaziwayo ukuthi bangapi. Yilo ke udaba olusegudwini lamhlanje, Blessing.
Of course, according to the Declaration of Protection of All Persons from Enforced Disappearances proclaimed by the General Assembly of the United Nations in its resolution 47 of 18 December 1982. As a board of principals for all states, an enforced disappearance occurs when, and I quote, persons are arrested, detained, or abducted against their will or otherwise deprived of their liberty by officials of different branches or levels of government, or by organized groups or private individuals acting on behalf of or with the support, direct or indirect consent or acquiescence of the government, followed by refusal to disclose the fate or whereabouts of the persons concerned, or a refusal to acknowledge the deprivation of their liberty, which places such persons outside the protection of the law. That is the definition there, Chris, of what are called, of course, enforced disappearances. You can see the link there with governments or government agencies.
Yes, blessing. And as you can see, the figure that the United Nations is talking about is 246.
Indeed.
Of course, that is across the whole world. But we also have in Zimbabwe our own people who have disappeared in the past. And right now, we're talking about Itai Dzamara.
And there's also Nabanyama, a story that you covered some few weeks back. Yes, who also vanished.
Yeah, and we have, before that, we even have the likes of Raisiwe Guja and so forth.
Yes. All those people who disappeared. I think we have our first guest lined up. Who do we have? Is it Mr. Chimbwa? Or it's actually Mr. Charles Nyoni. Mr. Nyoni, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you. Chris, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, Mr. Nyoni, today is a very special day, and we know that it's a day that you also feel strongly about, the day of enforced disappearances. What can you tell us about this day? I don't know whether you managed to attend any festivities today. Mr. Nyoni, oh, I think we have lost him, blessing. We'll keep trying. Our phones are terrible today. What do you have to say, Blessing?
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. We are talking about the United Nations International Day of Victims of Enforced Disappearances, which is actually marked on 30 August every year. But of course, the commemorations were held in Harare today, which is the 31st. Chris, we have some messages on WhatsApp. Maybe let's read them and see if we can get some of our panelists or guests. The first one comes from Emmanuel in Muzarabani on WhatsApp, and he writes, "It's quite pathetic that African people are drawing swords against each other while other countries are busy developing. Zimbabwe had fought the war of liberation, yes, but it does not do anybody any good when the majority are still stuck deep in the mud of poverty, lack service delivery, and intimidatory levels are being felt, intimidatory levels of life threats." That's what he writes there. The question is, where is Dzamara? Everyone is to blame. How and why could a human being disappear in Zimbabwe with such a dignified, with such a dignified security? Rather, that's Emmanuel then Mzarabani. Fedson says it's a pity people are busy mourning Cecil instead. Cecil the Lion. Tulani says, "Ish, yeah, to us as Zimbabweans, it's so painful because all our people disappeared in the hands of our hostile and brutal government." Hubert says, "It is so sad in a so-called democratic country that one can be missing for more than 3 months." And Peter says, "They must bring back Itai, Dzamara." Chris.
Yes, Blessing, I understand we have a guest on the line.
We have Mr. Fidelis Chiramba, who was at one time abducted. Mr. Chiramba, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Chiramba, tell us what happened to you. just briefly.
You see, should I start as we have discussed this?
Yes, you can just tell us who abducted you. Maybe let's start from there. Who exactly abducted you?
These were the members of the ZRP.
Mm-hmm. And I understand this was at the height of the political violence in 2008, right? The run-up to the elections.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They had already done the elections and they had contested as a senator.
Mm-hmm. And how many people abducted you?
There were six who entered my house. Mm-hmm. But outside, there were more than about 10 outside.
Mm-hmm. And we also understand that you were tortured in detention.
Very much, you see, I was tortured by means of putting me into a deep freezer.
Mm-hmm.
Which was very cold. After having been put in the deep freezer for about 5 minutes, because what made them to move me quickly, because it could not close. They tried to close me inside, but they couldn't. The lid could not close. So they took me to the bathroom where there was hot water, which they poured from the feet downwards to my private part, and I was burned.
Mm-hmm. And how many people were detained together with you?
There were three women and one man. We were five together.
Does it include Justina Mkoko?
No. Justina Mkoko was detained at a different place.
But it was around the same time.
Later, she was caught up in December, yet I was arrested in October.
Mm-hmm. So you were actually the first to be abducted?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Chiramba, can you tell us when they were abducting you, was this in front of your other family members?
No. At the time of abduction, I was alone at the house. My wife had gone to attend a funeral somewhere in the Bangued family area. And I was supposed to follow her the following morning, but I couldn't do that because these people came during the night and abducted me.
What were the allegations?
The allegations were not put to me at that time, but was later put to me when we got to Harare.
Mm-hmm.
The allegations were that I was recruiting the youth.
Mm-hmm.
Send them to Botswana,
mm-hmm.
then they will come and move out to the Mugabe government.
Mm-hmm. But are these allegations true? Where were they stemming from? Is it because you are a former police officer?
No, because I was a member of the MDC.
Mm-hmm.
But all this proved false because they couldn't bring those people sent by me for training.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't produce even a single one. Even the president of Botswana said, you can send as many investigators to come and find out where these people are.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
It was just false information.
Okay, Mr. Chiramba. Keep holding on. We have a listener on the line. Silonkomo, kunjani Nkomo?
Yaphila baba linjani?
Hayi siyaphila. Ungasipha imbono yakho.
Ilanga leli ngilanga elicakathekileyo kakhulu.
Inde mufuni nje ukuthi la amanye amazomhlaba ayakhuluma kodwa angaledisi amazanje ngawe ezimbabho kulabantu abathele nzima abahlukumezwayo. Umhlungu obusicaphulayo kakhulu ngoba ukuthi abantu abanjengabo Paul Mangwana nabo-Lerisi Ngwenya abafuna ukwenza ingalilapha ezimbabho yibo abanikazi belizweleni kakunye akuna abanye abantu into leyo yacaphule ekukhulumeni kwabo abakwenzayo. Akuna abanye abantu abathimba abantu lapha ezimbabho ngaphandle kwabantu bezandla. Lingathi liyakhangela amapholisa, amasotha, ama-CID omnangagwa kanye bonke abantu bezana abanezikhundla eziphezulu bakhuluma mgceki ukuthi abantu labo bangaphansi kwabo and yibo abantu abayalayo futhi bona labo amapholisa yibo abanye abantu abayalayo futhi ukuthi bona abasevelesala ukuthi omunye upresident ongazange alwelimphi. Into leyo isike isihlukumeze kuyibuthuthi ebantwini bezimbabhoko ukuthi bona bane bengabantu abazwa abantu bebathethisa bebahlukumeza bekhuluma ingani bona yibo kuphela abanikazi belizwe lethu. Akula muntu engakwaziyo ukuthi izanu livotela ngenxa yokuthi bayakuthembisa and ayisiyonto eyimfihle into yaziwa ngabantu bonke. Khonapha thina sinjezombe khonapha ilizwe selithethe sinamalele ngabantu abaningi abanjengabo onyoni othena kodwa yinto esegcekele enza abantu besaba ukuvota kuhle bemela ababandlabo. Sinje thina sacabanga ngamasotha kosamambo kodwa kangani kayiso masotha aleli lizwe bangavala abantu kabahlonipha abantu bahlonipha ukuthi abantu badalwa ngumlimi ayikhona yini ukuthi bayakwanisa ukuchitha umoya womuntu. Indaba kaGamara into eyaziwa ilizwe lonke ukuthi wayesimasomala echotoza umgabe lezanu p f ngubani omunye wayeyelem kaGamara ngaphandle kwabantu bona lapho. So ngithi ebantwini bezimbabwe bangacindezelwa bengavaleli ilungelo labo kodwa bona kabakhangele babona lapho esiya khona ukuthi akuna abanye abantu abanyamalelisa abantu. Amapholisa akala power ngoba instruction ayiphiwayo ezinkambeni zonke lingakhala abantu bezanu bagcina vele belusha amapholisa sefike kwenza umsebenzi. So bangasisosi futhi bangasidlaliseli isikhathi ngoba iqiniso siyalazi. Ayisithi manetis thina singabalapha ezimbabwe. So into engifuthi ngiyitshela abantu ukuthi hayi into esegcekeni kodwa bangamalele manje akha emekhanda ngoba ngabantu abangaqakathekisa impilo yabanye abantu yabo.
Ye uthi wena bakhona abanyamalalayo abanye obaziyo abaqamba langamagama lapha ungasitshela ukuthi okwakathe sibangaphi?
Abazange baphinde bakhokala abantu labo lemuli zabo zahlala zihlutheka kuze kube lanamhlanje. Azizange futhi zinanze izingangohulumende. Into ezisa ubuhlungu yona leyo ukuthi kuthiwa amapholisa ayathelwa ayazama ukuthi abambe lapha lalapha. Asizange siwabone thine efike ezigabeni zakube emgandani lapho kwakulonyeni khona ngapha kwemathambo kwakulothena. Asizange sibone ipholisa ngaleso sikhathi kodwa ilizwe lakhe likhululekile. Makuthathwa ngaphi ukuthi baye besithela izinto zokungani bayasivala amehlo thina inganisiyo izituda.
Kungaphi lapho abanyamalalela khona njalo banyamalala njani? Wasichasela nje amafitshane.
Ngabantu abavuka bengekho kodwa bengabantu abalele emzini yabo bavuka bengasabonakali. Nanamhlanje sekule mnqaka ethile abantu bona labo vela kuzange kuzwakale lo mzini ukuthi bayisiwa ngaphi. Nanamhla iningi zabo ngize njengoba ngikhuluma ngabantu abakwaziyo ukuthi umzali wethu wanyamalala akazange simbone.
Hayi hayi sizwile ke sibongile ba.
Hayi hayi kuyabongeka hayi bangasivali besisoda ngelungelo lethu. Ilizwe lethu sonke leli alinamnikazi sonke sinelungelo elizweni leli ma.
Hayi kulungile hayi ngilethemba abalalele. Blessing this gentleman
here.
Hayi sibongile. He's saying he knows a couple of people who disappeared and they've never been found out.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7, we are talking about the International Day of the Victims of Enforced Disappearances. And according to the United Nations, the victims themselves are frequently tortured and in constant fear for their lives. They are well aware that their families do not know what has become of them and that the chances are slim that anyone will come to their aid. And talking about the friends and families of the victims, the UN says the families and friends of the victims experience a slow mental anguish, not knowing whether the victim is still alive, and if so, where he or she is being held and under what conditions. And of course, the UN further says that children are also victims, both directly and indirectly. The disappearance of a child is a clear contravention of a number of provisions of the Convention on the Rights of the Child, including the right to personal identity. And, of course, the communities are also directly affected by the disappearances of breadwinners and the degradation of the family's economic situation and their social marginalization. And all these are serious human rights violations. Regaitore mtereri, Mkoma Patrick, Magadi.
David Magadi Mkoma.
Aywa, tiripo. Taurai zenyu.
Ndinotenda ono kundi pinzwa kumushirongo kwamaita kudai. Ndine urombo futi nekune avo vane hama dzavo dzakafanana navana dzamara vasiri kuzikanwa kuti vari kupi. Unoona zvinoitika mukoma Blessing. Munyika medu munomu matigere munomu. Izvezvi so kana kuri kuti kana pane vamwe vanhu vanotondiziva kuri kuti vakanzwa kuti ndini ndandichitaura. Mangwana chaye ndinosvika ndakasumurwa. Ende unosumudzwa kana pamberi pevanhu ubva atorwa ende zvikushaya basa mudzimai agotera agotosvika achikonzi hachamwari munhu akatora murume nyati muzivi zvitongopera zvakadaro. Saka isusu zvandinotochema inini panzvimbo pazuva rakafanana sari nhasi iri vanhu vakaita sana United Nations nanayo vana sadaka dai vareva vanhu vanosumudza musoro kuti munhu kana akashayikwa iwo anonzi mafunctions achoyayo ngaarambe achitosungwa chaizvo chaizvo kuna vanhu vakaita seivavo kana kutoti kana achikwanisa kubata vanhu vavo kuzobheta kutoti vaabati nekuda kuti hazvivazvo zvinobatsira kuti unongoerekana kungonzi nhinga haasi zipo panyika zvatopera zvakadaro. Hapana anosungwa, hapana anobvunzwa. Wotonzwa pakadaro vakuru venyika vachitotaura zvaa basa resi.
Saka muri kuti panotofanira kutorwa matanho akasimba.
Kutotorwa matanho akasimbisa nokuda kwekutaura kuti hazvitombobva zvakatomboregera zvakapera izvozvizvi nokuda kwekutoti hatina kutombosununguka kutotaura unotovatovhura madhoo utoona kutoti unani pauri kutaura nekuti munhu anokutora wacho munhu waunoziva.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Mukoma Patrick nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa, ndotenda.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Yes, please.
I heard from Patrick there. He's saying that, you know, instead of just commemorating the day, the United Nations must actually push to ensure that those who have disappeared are found. And he's saying that even if it means sanctioning countries that are responsible for abducting people, that should be done because he's saying he's really worried that people are disappearing. And he says, in Zimbabwe, you are free to talk. But you are not free after talking.
That's a tough one. We have another guest on the line. We have now, I think we have Addison Manyere. Good afternoon, Mr. Manyere.
Aiwa, taskwira maskwirao. Vamanyere, muri mutapi wenhau, makambo pambukao. Mungatudzoti zvakafamba sei?
Ini ndiri mutapi wenhau. Ndiri mutapi wenhau, ndiri munhu anozvimiririra ega pakutapa nhau dzacho. Handina bepa kana kuti imba yandinoripota kwairi. Ndiripo apo ndakasarudza kuita izvi nekuti mune zvinhu zvakawanda zvanga zvichiitika zvisina anozvitaura. Saka inini ndiri mutaura nyaya dzanga dzichiitika munyika yedu yezimbabwe muna 2008 pane zvakawanda zvaitika zvisingatauriki zvanga zvingataurwa nemapepa ehurumende ivo nemamwe anga akazvimirira aityawo kuti akazvitaura aigona kusungwa kana kuurayiwa nekuti chiitiko icho chokuurayiwa kwevanhu munyika yezimbabwe hachina kutanga nepambiri. Tikatanga kuda kutirondedzera zviitiko zvakaitika munyika yedu yezimbabwe tinogona kutaura kubva kuna nagugu rahumbi tigotaura tina vamwe vakasinga zvikamwe akaita sana rashuwe guza vakangoshayika vasina kana matsimba kuti tivatevera sei. Saka inini ndiri mukati mokutapa nhau ndi munyika yezimbabwe ndakaningoone vanhu vaitiwo vaida kubatirwa nekuti ndiri kutapa nhau anotora mapikicha mifananidzo vanhu vakauya kwandiri ava vainetera kunge vane muchato vachida kuti vabatsirwe neni pamichato yavo yavanga vaitiva nayo yehama wakanga uri muchato wamanyepo. Saka ini ndakawirira nawo kuti ndivabatsira basa rekutora mifananidzo pamichato yehama yavo. Pavakazosvika kwandiri tichitaura nenyaya yemutambo uyu ndakapinzwa mumotikari ndikataura nemunhu ainzi Chikoto ndinozara akandibata anonzi Chikoto. Chikoto akandiiandiudzoke kunoton akanyepera kuti tiri kuenda kumba ndimperedze kumba kwemukoma wake tiri mumotikari yake takapinda vaviri parunhare rwake pakapinda nhare dzakati wandei dzimwe dzainyepera kunge vari kuronga zvemutambo asi ndakazozoona kuti anga usiri mutambo wairongwa anga ari makodhi avanoita kubasa kwavo nokuti mushure mechingu wachidikidikaitaura kuti ndazowana cameramen uya photographer ane motikari yake chengetai 20 liters dzepetro sezvatozomupa petro yake kuti ashandise pakufamba pamutambo wedu. Ndakazoona kuti anga iri matauriro okuti vakupanana nguva kuti chifederai munhu akamubata. Saka ndabatwa kudero ndatichifamba chidaro tichaumba kwemukoma wake wachikoto wacho ndakazoshamisika kuona enye muti akafanana yandanga ndigere Isuzu Kingfed yesirivha dzanga dzisina manumber plate. Makaburuka varume vanokwana kuita ivo vanomwe vese vanga vakapakata zvombo. Zvombo zvandingati takachizidiki pazvombo kazviripo dzanga dziri kitsemo anonzi mahandicaps nepihwa rekapistol. Vamwe vese vanga vakabata maak47
vakataura kuti ndevanani here?
Havana kutaura ndevanani nekuti maburukiro avakaita mumotikari umu kwakuita zvekudzvamba kusvetuka. Uyu dhiraivha anenge atorizivao spidi zvemunhu anenge ati zandichikupa dhipozi yemari yatana takawirirana pabasa randaifanira kuzonoita. Pavakasvika pamota iya yandanga ndigere inini havana kuziva kuti ndinonzi Manyere vaitsvaga munhu anonzi Sadhamu. Saka pavakangosvaibvadaiswa makeche mumaoko uyu mutyairi wemotikari wandanga ndiri kwabva atovhura dhora kwabva aburuka kuchibva kwapinda mumwe mutyairi vaya vanga vandisa keche mumaoko vakabva vandikanda kubeki fit.
Vamanyere, chimbobatai makadaro, tiri kudzoka kwamuri tingointrodusa mumwe achangopinda muchirongwa. Mr. Kumbirai Mafunda from the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Blessing Zulu. How are you?
I'm doing great, yeah. But I will ask you to stay on the line, Mr. Mafunda, Mr. Manyere, and Mr. Chiramba. We just want to take a short break, and then we'll come back to you, gentlemen. So please do stay on the line. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. And of course, we'll also post this program on our Facebook page later on. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande. Please do stand by as we cross over for just a few seconds.